Welcome to Product Brand Management Chapter 5. In this chapter, we'll cover brand equity. The objective of this chapter is to understand the subject of brand equity, including various approaches to the same. So let's get into it and let's understand what brand equity really means. Brand equity is a set of brand assets and liabilities to a brand. It's the result of high awareness, loyal customers, reputation for quality, proprietary assets, and brand associations. Basically, in simple words, the value that is attached to a brand is called brand equity. The total accumulated value or the worth of a brand is brand equity. It is the total of a brand's perception. Over a period of time, perception and characteristics like perception and loyalty, all these things add to the value of a brand, add to the actual monetary value of a brand. And later in the chapter, we'll see how. We'll look at the relationship between brand awareness and equity, brand loyalty and equity, and brand image and equity. So to understand this better, let's look at Aker's brand equity model. This is a basic brand equity model that's followed everywhere. And if you look at it, according to Aker, how do these different characteristics, how do these different components of brand equity actually add to the value of a brand monetarily? Now let's look at these. Brand loyalty. If you have loyal consumers, your marketing costs are reduced. Overall, you should know that if there is a loyal consumer versus if there is a consumer who has to be acquired anew, you have to spend significantly more money in order to acquire a new consumer versus maintaining or retaining an existing consumer. So the more the loyalty, the less is your marketing cost, and therefore the more money you earn as a company. Trade leverage, attracting new customers, the time to respond to competitive threats. If there is a competitive threat, if there's a new competition coming in the market, but you have a loyal base of consumers, then it is more likely for you to be able to retain those consumers and therefore save on costs. That is how brand loyalty actually leads to monetary value for a brand. Brand awareness. It's an anchor to which other associations can be attached. Familiarity and liking and brand to be considered. The fact is that if people are aware of your brand, if your target audience is aware of your brand, you don't have to again go ahead and build awareness for your brand. And that again saves you money. And therefore it adds money to the company's earnings and savings. Perceived quality. If consumers perceive your brand as having great quality or your product with your brand having great quality, they are going to come back and buy it, and they're going to be paying extra money, practical extra money for your brand, for your product. Therefore, perceived quality also adds to actual brand money, actual savings and earnings of a company. So do brand associations and other proprietary assets. All these things provide value to a firm and provide value to a customer as well. And this is what brand equity model by Aker is all about. Aker's brand equity model consists of loyalty, awareness, perceived quality, brand associations, and other proprietary assets. Let us now look at the brand knowledge of consumer. Brand knowledge can be divided into brand image and brand awareness. Brand image consists of the types of brand associations that are present, the favorability of brand associations, and their strength and uniqueness. So the brand image is basically based on the types of brand associations and how strong they are, how well they are perceived, how unique they are. On the other hand, brand awareness is about brand recall and recognition. Both these things together, image and awareness together, lead to brand knowledge in the minds of the consumer. You can look at more details within brand associations. There are attitudes, benefits, and attributes, which we discussed in the last session. And benefits are functional, symbolic, experiential. If you remember, we spoke about social, self-expressive, and emotional benefits, and attributes can be product or non-product related. Now let's look at brand sub-images. Brand sub-images are images of the provider, of the product, and of the user. So in addition to the brand itself having an image, which is what the consumers will perceive the brand as, the provider of the brand, the product which the brand is on, and the user of the brand also have their own images. And all these three sub-images also make a huge impact as far as the overall brand image is concerned. But coming back to brand equity, we have to now understand why brand equity is valued at all. So let's look at the importance of this. Why is brand equity valued? It ensures the channelization of resources. It optimizes the brand portfolio. It simplifies decisions regarding the correct level of marketing spend, evaluation of a brand manager performance, and strategies to build the brand. In other words, if you were to sell your brand tomorrow, or if you were to sell your company tomorrow, and you have a bunch of brands within your company, to be able to get the right value for your brands during this kind of a merger and acquisition process, you need to be able to calculate your brand equity well. This brings us to the next question. How do you actually value your brand? There are a few approaches used to value your brand: cost-based, market-based, economic use, formulary, and special situation approaches. We'll go through these one by one. Most of them are very simple to understand. Let's look at some cost-based approaches. Now, there are four different methods of cost-based approaches, but the fundamental of cost-based approaches is about what is the cost, if I have to buy a brand, what is the cost of, instead of buying it, creating a new brand from scratch? This is the basic fundamental. If I'm not buying this brand which is available for sale, on the other hand, if I'm making my own brand from scratch and taking it to the level at which this brand exists today, what will be the cost that I'm going to incur? And that becomes the value that I'll pay for this brand. So, for example, brand equity based on accumulated costs. This first approach is about how much money has the brand spent from its inception till date on all brand communication activities. That becomes the value for brand. Replacement cost based on launching a new brand. If I were to launch a new brand from scratch, how much money am I going to be paying? Similarly, conversion models and brand based on customer preferences. So these are cost-based approaches. Cost-based approaches look at the cost of not buying a brand, rather the cost of creating a new brand from scratch, which is at the same level. So the next approach is a market-based approach. The market-based approach is basically comparative. It looks at what else exists in the market and compares it with the brand which is for sale, and with this comparison, it arrives at a value for the brand. The basic approaches within market-based approaches are comparable approach, equity valuation, use of real options, and the residual method. Comparable approach is very simple. It's just about there's a comparable brand in the market within the same product category. What is the value of that? Similarly, you have a brand based on equity valuation. You look at what is the equity valuation of a company today, and therefore you look at the brand value basis that. Finally, you have the residual method. You look at what is the total value of the entire market. You eliminate all the other brands from it, and whatever is left is the value of the current brand which is up for sale. These are market-based approaches. Now we come to economic use approaches. You have the royalty relief method, the price premium, conjoint analysis, and brand equity based on differences in ROI, return on assets, and return on economic value added. Now, the basis of economic use approaches is that what is the monetary value that a brand brings to the company economically? That's economic use. What is the value that the brand is bringing to the company? And that will be the value of the brand itself. For example, in the royalty relief method, the brand valuer looks at, if, for example, I'm not going to buy this brand, instead of buying this brand, I'm going to license it out and use it for my company's products for a certain amount of time. How much money am I going to spend in licensing the brand? And that is, of course, based on market value, on market forces. Now, if that is the case, I will look at these licensing costs over the years, I will add all of them up, and I will realize that this is the money I will pay on royalty. The royalty relief method will therefore take this royalty into account, add it all up, and that becomes the value of the brand. Another economic use approach is what we call the price premium method. The price premium method basically looks at what a branded product, branded with the brand that is up for sale, would cost versus an unbranded product. So, for example, if there is a shoe which looks exactly similar with another shoe, and this shoe is unbranded and this shoe is branded with Nike, this shoe is worth 400 rupees in the market, but the consumer is willing to pay 4,000 for the other one, it's clear that the Nike branded shoe is commanding a premium of 3,600 rupees. Basis that, considering volume of sales, they arrive at a price premium, and that gives you the value of the brand. That is another economic use approach. Along with these economic use approaches, we also have use of price to sales ratio. What is the price a certain brand commands versus how much sales happen with it. Then brand value based on future earnings. That is also based on projection. A lot of brands have projection of what is the future earnings in the next 5 years, 10 years. Basis that, valuation is done for the brand. These are also company valuation methods. Brand equity based on discounted cash flow. Now, other than economic use approaches, we also have formulatory approaches. Now, for example, Interbrand, the company, as a proprietary model, they have modeled that the market actually accounts for 10% weightage of the brand, stability accounts for 15%, leadership for 25%, the trends in the market for 10%, support for another 10%, geography for 25%, and protection of trademarks for about 5%. So these are the different weights given to these different characteristics, these different aspects of a brand, and basis these, they actually look at every brand, look at what market it operates in, look at how stable it is, they look at its leadership performance, they look at the geography in which the brand operates, and basis these characteristics, they end up valuing a certain brand. Now, other than formulatory approaches, there are also special situation approaches. For example, there's a financial world method, there's a brand equity 10 method. There are loyalty measures like price premium and customer satisfaction or loyalty. We already discussed the price premium method in the economic use approaches. There's perceived quality or leadership measures. Your actual perceived quality or your leadership and popularity can also lead to brand valuation. Other than that, there are customer oriented or differentiation measures which are centered around brand personality and organizational associations. Awareness measures like brand awareness, for instance, that actually also gives value to a brand. Market behavior measures, what is the market share, what is the market price, what is the distribution coverage, all these things actually add to actual financial value for a brand. The brand finance method. Brand finance is a company that has come up with a complete marketing model for valuing brands. So they have specific branded business forecasting, business drivers research, and the brand risk review. Basis these review and basis this model, they actually come out with an individual brand's value. So this session has been about brand equity, which is about figuring out the actual financial value of a brand. Let's summarize this. Brand equity is a set of brand assets and liabilities in a brand. The result of high awareness, loyal customers, reputation for quality, proprietary assets, and brand associations. It's a result of marketing efforts uniquely attributed to the brand. For example, you have to understand that throughout all these approaches that we've discussed of actually valuing a brand, if marketing efforts haven't been done to be able to build a brand to whatever extent it has been built today, there is no value. There is no value for the brand, or there is lesser value for the brand. We actually discussed an approach in which accumulated costs are considered for the value of the brand. All the costs accumulated from the inception of the brand to the level at which it is today, all those costs put together become the value of the brand. So we can actually see that the financial value of the brand is a result of the marketing efforts uniquely attributed to the brand, or is the total accumulated value or worth of a brand. It can also be the total of a brand's perception. The components of brand equity are brand loyalty, awareness, perceived quality, brand associations, and other proprietary assets, as told to us by David Aker. Valuation approaches are cost-based, market-based, economic use, formulary, and special situations. Cost-based are based on the risk of, on the basis of the risk of not buying a brand, but actually making a new one. So how much cost would I incur in making a new brand of the same, of the similar level? That will become my cost-based approach. Market-based approaches are based on looking at the rest of the market and seeing what comparable brands cost. Economic use approaches are based on the economics of a brand and how much royalty I would have to pay, how much money the brand actually brings into the company or is capable of bringing into the company. Formulary approaches have been formed by different companies, and special situation approaches, again, that have been formed by different organizations. Thank you.